I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The twin attacks in Norway last week revealed a dark side of Scandinavian society that many people wouldn't recognize, but it's one that Swedish writer Stieg Larsson would have found familiar. Larsson wrote the best-selling novel The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo and its companion volumes as well. Nick Fraser edits the BBC's Storyville series of international documentaries. He's also the author of the book The Voice of Modern Hatred. It's about the far right in Europe. He says Larsson documented the Scandinavian extreme right in both his fiction and in his nonfiction.
Stieg Larsson created a magazine called Expo, and it existed to document the activity of Scandinavian far-right groups. I think at the time he was criticized. People thought he was exaggerating the importance and the influence of these groups, who, after all, often consisted of very small numbers of people, or people who worked alone almost like this killer, but who had fantasies of being very important and very connected to bigger things. But he persisted with his work, and he did very good work. And I think when he came to write his novels, he took some of the knowledge he'd acquired and he put it into the novels.
And how did he describe the extremism in the novels in a different way than he did in his nonfiction?
In the novels, he's more concerned with violence against women than political far-right violence. But he builds up this picture of repressed men who are fascinated by guns, who are fascinated by secret societies. And I think you can see the character type, this killer with his manifesto, in a lot of the truly awful men that Larsson describes in his books. In a more general way, I think he saw the Scandinavian utopia as being fake. There was a sort of huge amount of talking about good feelings and about, you know, utopian visions of everyone behaving humanely and reasonably. But Stieg Larsson could see that this actually concealed really horrible behavior. And I think it's astounding to look at this atrocity in Norway and think, well, actually, you can sort of read his books much more literally than the 27 million people who bought one or more of them will have actually read them. I mean, they may think of them as fantasies, but they have a core of political perception. They're not naive books. They're clever books about the contemporary world.
Does that mean that the stereotypes that we have of Scandinavia as being very safe, very measured, is necessarily upended? I mean, does that not exist anymore?
Well, I don't know about being upended, but you've got to remember that the Scandinavian utopias always had its dark side. I mean, there are many, 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 many depressed writers about the kind of gloom of Scandinavia. So I think that every utopia has its dystopia. If you live in a messy society like Britain or the United States, if you don't nurse the idea that, you know, utopia is possible, then you probably find it easier to accept when things go wrong. But the Scandinavians do have an idea of the perfectibility of their societies, and they get tragically hurt when things go wrong, as they have in Norway.
Stieg Larsson faced personal consequences of writing about Europe's far right. Tell us what they were.
Well, he received numerous death threats, and I think he felt he lived in danger, and I think he was right to feel he lived in danger. I think these people are actually very dangerous indeed, as this episode reveals, and you have to take very, very seriously their threats, because actually these people don't go away. They may be small in terms of numbers, but you have to keep a watch on them.
Nick Fraser is the editor of the BBC's Storyville series of international documentaries. He's also a contributing editor at Harper's Magazine. Thanks very much.
Thank you.